Mason, you knew that this team, after the way you guys beat them yesterday, were going to come out hungry, and they had a pretty good effort to start the first period. What did you see to start the game?
Certainly, they're a good hockey team. They're in first for a reason in their division, but we weathered the storm, and then from there we started getting to our game. We had a couple good possession shifts in the second, and it was a great win overall, and we kept fighting and didn't give up.
Going back to that first period, I mean, your PK, they held them, you were 7-for-7 yesterday. You guys kill off two minors and a major in the first period. Just how significant, how much energy do you guys get from that, being successful on the penalty kill?
Oh, it's huge. You know, anytime you can go a 5-minute straight penalty and kill that off, that's huge for the momentum. And obviously that frustrates them a little bit. Those skill guys start gripping the stick a little tighter and start, getting a little upset with that. So whenever you got a 5-minute penalty, you expect to score at least one. But, we did a great job killing it, and Burton played a great game, and I thought defensively we were pretty sound, and, that's why we got the win.
And what allowed you guys to really get that pushback? Because it really seemed like you turned the tables in that second period and started to kind of push the game and kind of dominate the game in the way we're used to seeing the Moose play.
Yeah, we knew we had to take it to them a little bit to create our offense and to score. So, I mean, at one point I looked up at the shot clock and they were heavily favored in shots. But I thought, we started building a game and generating offense as the game went on. And, we figured out how to beat them and how to play down low with the puck and maintain possession that way. And then we were able to get a timely goal there at the end.
This is not a team that you see a lot, obviously because they're a Pacific Division team. But it seemed like it was the atmosphere, at least, was a big game. Like, it seemed like it was almost a playoff type atmosphere. Is that what you felt like on the ice?
Certainly. That was our sixth last game, so, we're fighting for that spot, and, everyone knows that and everyone sees that. So, it's not, we're not changing our game in any way. We're just, we're playing desperate hockey, and that's what makes teams successful this time of year. And, every point's big, and it was huge for us to get all the points we could this weekend.
You guys are on probably one of the most historic runs I've seen here at Bell MTS Place, 18-2-1-1 in your last 22 games. What's it like playing as successfully as you have been at home, and especially in front of a nice sized crowd tonight?
Yeah, it's great. This crowd is, we're able to feed off them, and they can get us into the game and we can get them into the game, so it works both ways. But I think we have confidence on home ice, and last change certainly helps. You get all those matchups we want, and we're able to just run with it, and we have a ton of confidence when we come back here and play in this building. So yeah, we're gonna look to do that this weekend.
What did you see on your game winning goal?
Heavy play down low by Vesey and Shazi. Shaw took a puck to the net, and I was just able there to clean it up.
Started off the game with Marco Dano playing wing, and then as the game went on, Vesalainen moved onto your line, and it seemed like you got more and more involved as the game went on. What is it that makes him successful when he's having a strong game like that?
First off, tough play with Marco. I thought just a case of a guy being stronger. But, I thought me, Shazi, and Vesey played well. I think, we're three guys that are pretty big guys, and we're strong on the puck, and we can make plays down low, and we can make plays all over the ice. So I think you saw that some glimpse in the second and some in the third as well, and to get a goal like that for our line, that was big.
I got one more for you. I'm going to throw back to, I think we talked about it way back in November. You have a propensity for scoring game-winning goals. So what's it like to score game-winning goals in the AHL here?
It feels great every time. You pride yourself on those important goals, those big game-winning goals, and I'm the type of player that likes to be the best when the stage is the biggest. So, it was great to get that goal.